54 down, 51 light. White 20. White 27.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Week 6 edition of Pre-Snap Read, where we go inside the trends of the National Football League through the All-22 tape. I'm NFL reporter Adam Kaplan. He's NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. Welcome to Week 6, my friend.
And the league is getting pretty interesting. How about this sentence? Three undefeated teams, and who are they? New Orleans Saints?
Didn't expect it. Denver Broncos. And I didn't think it would be that much.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
What's wrong with that sentence? Surprise.
Yes.
I think we all are.
Yes.
Now, you talked about quarterbacks, right?
I love to talk about quarterbacks.
I've known you for 12 years. We watched a lot of tape together. And one thing that I know is that you love the dropback passer. But there's this myth with fans and the media that unless you have a guy who can move, you can't be successful at quarterback. Now, let me give you this example. Phillip Rivers has had a renaissance year here. He's come all the way back and more. He's having an MVP-type year. He's not a guy who moves very well, but one thing you taught me years ago, it's about the ability to create functional space.
Correct.
If you can do that, Greg, to me, you could be a great quarterback. You have a chance to be a great quarterback. Does it really matter if you're a scrambling-type quarterback?
Well, there's different kinds of movement, and I think sometimes people don't realize there's a difference. We're used to seeing guys run out of the pocket and make plays. I mean, certainly Russell Wilson can do that. Kaepernick can do that. Michael Vick can do that. And is that useful at times? Absolutely. You're not saying that there's no use in the NFL game for that. But there's a different kind of movement, pocket movement. A more important attribute, and by that I mean, think of an area the size of a boxing ring. The ability to move within that area to avoid the rush, reset, keep your focus downfield, and deliver the football with accuracy. That's a more important trait to play consistently week to week than running out of the pocket.
And I totally agree. And it's funny, when you watch Nick Foles, I love this phrase that Ron Jaworski uses, and you use it all the time as well, leaves those eyes downfield, never takes away his downfield focus. And you got Mike Glennon, you've got Nick Foles, and we've seen Michael Vick get better with it, keeping your eyes downfield. How important is that in today's NFL?
Oh, it's absolutely critical because you cannot look at the rush. You have to feel the rush, but never look at the rush. You have to keep your eyes downfield. And talking just generally about pocket quarterbacks, I've had many conversations over the years with people in the league, and they will all tell you that they want a guy who can throw it from the pocket. There just are not that many guys who are really good at it. So if they don't have that guy, then they look at the guys who can move around and run around. But they'd all rather have a pocket guy first.
It's funny you say that because I remember talking to an NFL executive before the 2011 draft about Colin Kaepernick. He said one of the things that he loved about Kaepernick was he can move, but it was the way that he threw the ball inside the pocket that was number one. And despite what the fans and media say about it, it's always about the pocket passer first.
And one thing, Adam, that you see now with Kaepernick, and it's funny because they're taking away read option now. Teams and defenses in the league are taking that away. Kaepernick's not getting outside the pocket. He's forced to play quarterback within the pocket, and he's going through the learning curve. He still is raw and unrefined when it comes to reading progression and what he sees when he plants his back foot. So he's struggling a little bit, and this is part of the learning curve that all quarterbacks face.
In fact, it's interesting. Jake Locker, for the first 2 years of his career, now this third season, unfortunately, he got hurt. He was playing by far his best ball of the year, and yeah, he can throw it on the move, but I'll tell you what, he's another guy. When he sets his feet and he gets on balance, he throws a really nice ball, and you saw the maturation with him this season.
And you know that the offensive staff there is doing a great job because they understand that. So what they're doing is they're doing play action, either or reads. This is very important for young quarterbacks. What I mean by that is you fake the handoff, you turn your back, obviously. You have to snap your head around. You can't then read four different things. So you either throw it here or you throw it there. Simple reads helps young quarterbacks tremendously.
All right, great job out of you, Greg. Thanks for watching us here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. 34 down, 51 light. White 20. White 27.